Where the devil should this Romeo be? Came he not home tonight?
Not to his father's. I spoke with his man.
Why, that same pale, hard-hearted wench, that Rosalind, torments him so that he will sure run mad.
Tybalt, the kinsman to old Capulet, had sent a letter to his father's house.
A challenge on my life.
Romeo will answer it.
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Nay, he will answer the letter's master how he dares being dead.
Alas, poor Romeo, he is already dead, stabbed with a white wench's black eye. Run through the ear with a love song, the very pin of his heart cleft with a blind bow boy's butt shaft. And is he a man to encounter Tybalt?
Why? What is Tybalt?
More than Prince of Cats. Oh, he's the courageous captain of compliments. He fights as you sing prick song. Keeps time, distance, and proportion. He rests his minimum rests. One, two, and a third in your bosom. The very butcher of a silk button. A duelist. A duelist. A gentleman of the very first house, of the first and second corps. Ah, the immortal passado. The punto reverso. The hey!
The what?
The pox of such antic, lisping, affecting fantasies. These new tuners of accent. By Jesus, a very good blade, a very tall man, a very good whore. Why is not this a lamentable thing, grandsire, that we should be thus afflicted with these strange flies, these fashion-mongers, these pardon-me's, who stand so much on the new form that they cannot sit at ease on the old bench? Oh, their bones.
Here comes Romeo. Here comes Romeo.
Without his roe, like a dried herring. Oh, flesh, flesh, how art thou fishified? Now is he for the numbers that Petrarch flowed in. Laura to his lady was a kitchen wench. Marry, she had a better love to berime her. Dido, a dowdy, Cleopatra, a gypsy. Helen and Hero, hildings and harlots. Thisbe, a grey eye, also. But not to the purpose. Signor Romeo, bonjour. There's a French salutation to your French slop. You gave us the counterfeit fairly last night.
Good morrow to you both. What counterfeit did I give you?
The slip, sir, the slip. Can you not conceal?
Oh, pardon, good Mercutio. My business was great, and in such a case as mine, a man may strain courtesy.
That's as much as to say such a case as yours constrains a man to bow in the hand.
Meaning to curtsy.
Thou hast most kindly hit it.
A most courteous exposition.
Oh. Nay, I am the very pink of courtesy.
Pink for flower?
Right.
Why then is my pump well flowered?
Show it. Follow me this jest now till thou hast worn out thy pump, that when the single sole of it is worn, the jest may remain after the wearing solely singular.
Oh, single soul jest, solely singular for the singleness.
Come between us, good Ben Valio, my wits fate.
Swits and spurs, or I'll cry a match.
Nay, if our wits run the wild goose chase, I am done. For thou hast more of the wild goose in any one of thy wits than I am sure I have in my whole fight. Was I with you there for the goose?
Oh, thou wast never with me for anything when thou wast not there for the goose.
I will bite thee by the ear for that jest.
Nay, good goose, bite not.
Thy wit is a very bitter sweeting, it is a most sharp sauce.
And is it not then well served in to a sweet goose?
Oh, here's a wit of cheverel that stretches from an inch narrow to an ell broad.
I stretch it out for that word broad, which, added to the goose, proves thee far and wide a broad goose.
Oh, why, is not this better now than groaning for love? Huh? Now art thou sociable. Now art thou Romeo. Now art thou what thou art by art as well as by nature. For this drivelling love is like a great natural that runs lolling up and down to hide his bauble in a hole.
Stop there.
Thou desirest me to stop in my tail against the hair.
Thou wouldst else have made thy tail large.
Oh, thou art deceived. I would have made it short, for I was come to the whole depth of my tail and meant indeed to occupy the argument no longer.
Here's goodly gear. A sail! A sail!
Two! A shirt and a smock!
Peter!
Hello.
My fan, Peter.
Good Peter to hide her face, for a fan's the fair of face.
Godi good morrow, gentlemen.
Godi good den, fair gentlewoman.
Is it good then?
'Tis no less, I tell ye, for the bawdy hand of the dial is now upon the prick of noon!
Out upon you, what a man are you!
One gentlewoman the god hath made, himself to mar!
By my troth, it is well said, for himself to mar, quoth they. Gentlemen, can any of you tell me where I may find the young Romeo?
The young Romeo?
Yeah, I can tell you. But young Romeo will be older when you have found him than he was when you sought him. I am the youngest of that name, for fault of a worse.
You say well.
Yea, he's the worst. Well, very well, took your faith. Wisely, wisely.
If you be he, sir, I desire some confidence with you.
She will indict him to some supper.
Aboard, 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 sir.
What hast thou found?
No hare, sir, unless a hare, sir, in a Lenten pie. That is something stale and hoar ere it be spent. An old hare hoar, and an old hare hoar is very good meat in Lent. But a hare that is hoar is too much for a score, but it whores ere it be spent. Romeo, will you come to your father's? We'll to dinner thither.
I will follow you.
Farewell, ancient lady. Farewell, lady.